Flight prices lately have been so high, but since people are willing to pay them, airlines aren't really incentivized to sell seats on points, so it's been difficult to find award space. But App in the Air is here to help. You can download the app for free by using the link in the show notes and get 20% off of your next flight when you book directly through App in the Air by using the code GeoBreeze at checkout. Thank you to App in the Air for partnering with this episode of the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast. Welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast, a show for anyone wanting to level up their travel hacking lifestyle. I'm your host, Julia Menez. I'm a travel hacker, coach, speaker, Filipino-American ENTJ who loves solid travel gear and using shortcuts on spreadsheets. On this show, I'm on a mission to bring you travel hackers from all walks of life to help you level up your travel hacking game. We dive into credit cards, miles, points, strategy, mindset, and the secrets behind how to travel the world for next to no cost. So let's get hacking.
We do not have any American-based fast food because we are a British country. We don't have any McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, none of that stuff. You'll be able to pretty much get some good food on every corner on the island. You can literally just ask a taxi driver, I want to try some barbecue. Where can I go? They'll probably take you to a place called Hog Heaven that has amazing views of the island. If you want to kind of do more, I want to try like some sushi or something like that. We have a beautiful spot called Cocomaya. That's a nice place to go to. We have a new spot called Blunder Bay. If you kind of want to do a little bit more exclusive, non-resort type of evening for like a nice dinner. But yeah, we have tons of food options and any local would be able to direct you into the right spot.
Hey there, points people. You just heard a clip from Nika from Traveling with Nika. Nika is a travel blogger originally from the Virgin Islands. Her travel platform is focused on helping individuals travel more by sharing budget travel tips, travel tricks, and strategies. She has been featured on Travel Noir and has traveled to more than 20 countries and 27 states and is currently on a journey to travel to all 50 states. In this episode, Nika and I discuss how to visit the Virgin Islands on points, the best airfare routes, points hotels, excursions, and more. I had the chance to visit the British Virgin Islands myself during a press trip with Bilt last year, and the islands are absolutely incredible. In case you haven't heard of Bilt, I'm a senior advisor for them, and their product makes it easy to earn points on rent without having to pay any fees. They can wire your landlord an ACH payment or mail a physical check, and the points you earn can be transferred to partners like American Airlines, United, Hyatt, and more. And while having the Bilt card can help you earn points much faster, you can also earn a lot of free points just by completing different challenges in the Bilt app, even if you don't have the card. If you're interested in supporting this show when you apply for your next card, check out geobreezetravel.com/cards, and we have a separate link for the Bilt card for you in the show notes as well. And now, on with the show. Hey, Nika, welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast.
Hi, Julia. So nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I'm so excited to have you here. And today we are going to be talking all about the Virgin Islands, which I feel like is one of those very underrated destinations. I feel like there's just not enough content about the Virgin Islands. So you're a native of the Virgin Islands. You're from there. And we're going to be talking about flight routes, hotel options, awesome things to do. Before we get into all of that, tell us a little bit about yourself and how did you get into the game of points and miles?
Yes. So hi, everyone. You can call me Nika. And I got into the game of points and miles actually kind of accidentally through my mom. I grew up knowing her talking about, I have these American Airlines like points. She would like book travel with these points and things like that. But I didn't know like that was travel hacking. I just knew like if I wanted to go somewhere, she would kind of like talk about, I may have points or book me a flight with the miles. And I would be like, okay, this is so cool. And then I really got into it after, like, I would say like during my college years, I started just kind of learning just by reading, travel hacking, there's like a term to describe using like points and miles and being able to offset like your travel costs, whether that's flights, hotels, and things like that. And that's kind of how I really got into it. When I was in grad school, I actually got my first official travel reward credit card, and that was the Chase Sapphire Preferred. So I've had that card for the last about like almost 4 years or so, around 4 years. And yeah, that's kind of how I got into the game.
So do you mostly use your points for traveling back to the Virgin Islands or all over the world? What's your travel style?
Yeah, I use my points for all sorts of trips. If I definitely can use my points for my Virgin Island trips, I do go ahead and use those, just depending on the availability of the award flights and things like that. I would definitely use my points, but I have a wide variety of different set of points. So I would use points for all other trips as well. And I am like someone that wants to visit all 50 states, actually. So I've literally now been focusing on definitely leveraging like Southwest Airline points to be able to travel to more domestic locations. So yeah.
Where are you based?
I am based East Coast in the Sunshine State, Florida. Very easy hop. I normally take two sets of different routes. Normally, you can try to get like a nonstop flight, either directly to St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands. And then I grew up on the British side, so I would then just take the ferry over. So if I'm able to travel hack like that nonstop flight, or I may have one stop if I'm doing like Delta, then I'll have to stop in like Atlanta. If I'm doing like American Airlines, I'll have to stop in Miami. If it's JetBlue, I have to stop in Puerto Rico. So it just kind of depends on the route that I'm trying to take and which one works better for me. If I'm trying to go directly to the British Virgin Islands, I would normally go the San Juan route, where I would just go from here directly to San Juan and then take a smaller airplane and go from San Juan to Tortola, British Virgin Islands.
For somebody who's looking to go to the U.S. Virgin Islands versus the British side, St. Thomas versus St. Croix, what are their different flight route options? And what's kind of the difference in all of these different islands? Do they all have their own unique vibe?
Yeah, I would definitely say the islands have their own unique vibe and different things to do on each island. It just depends on what you're trying to do. Of course, the U.S. Virgin Islands, you don't need like a passport to go to one of the islands there, which would be St. Thomas, St. John, St. Croix. But then the British Virgin Islands, that's an international trip. So you would need to have like your passport. And that is like Tortola, Virgin Gorda, Jos Van Dyke, and Anegada. Those are our four main islands. And then the three that I named before are the three main islands in the U.S. Virgin Islands. So typically, most people would travel to St. Thomas as like the hub, either going to another island in the U.S. Virgin Islands or going to the British Virgin Islands, because it's just easier and there's definitely more flight availability, even not just award flight, but just flights in general. So that's kind of normally like the easiest and better route for most people, where they can take a flight to St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands, and then just kind of disperse from there.
Awesome. What airline route options do we have? Do all of the airlines fly into St. Thomas? Or
there are definitely a good variety. Delta flies there. United flies there as well. Two of the budget airlines flies there, like Spirit and like Frontier. JetBlue flies there as well. American Airlines flies there. So you definitely have a wide variety of airlines that has flights to the U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Thomas.
Are any of those airlines particularly better based off of what city you're based in? So where would you go if you're trying to fly JetBlue, or which ones are going to be flying from Delta or American? Do you know?
Yeah, I would definitely say for people who may be like in like that New York type area, like you would probably want to jump on either like a JetBlue flight or like a United. You'll get more better like flight availability. But then say like you're in like Florida or something like that, or anywhere like around this area, you may be better off doing like American Airlines, or also doing like JetBlue if you do the Puerto Rico route, because Puerto Rico is considered as one of JetBlue's hubs. So you'll get like direct flights to Puerto Rico, like that you can get with JetBlue. And then if, of course, you're in Atlanta, obviously like Delta would kind of be like your best bet there. So yeah.
And most of these are going to fly straight into St. Thomas. And nothing really flies directly into the British Virgin Islands side. Is that correct? You kind of have to go to St. Thomas and then take a small plane or a ferry or something to the British side?
Yes. So currently there are no like direct flights at the moment. So normally people will kind of do that combination of flying maybe directly into St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands, and then taking like the ferry over. And that can be from like a 45-minute to an hour ferry. Or people also do the route where if they want to fly directly to the British Virgin Islands, they do the San Juan route, because normally it's a little bit more cheaper when you just go to San Juan and then go from San Juan to Tortola, British Virgin Islands. But depending on the city that you're flying from, if you're flying into St. Thomas, you may be able to get a direct flight. For example, for me, I actually don't have a direct flight unless I use a budget airline like Frontier or Spirit. I cannot get a direct flight with Delta, American, or JetBlue. I have to be stopping somewhere if I'm going to St. Thomas.
What's the lounge situation like in these airports? If you're going through St. Thomas or St. Croix or any of these, do they have airport lounges?
I believe San Juan has a lounge, but it's not as available or as maybe normal travelers who are used to like lounges and things to be used to. So I wouldn't really rely on, oh, there's going to be lounge access and things like that. Most people, you just kind of come in and just like purchase food like at the airport. There's really not that much availability for like lounge access and things like that.
Yeah, I would second that. I have been to the St. Thomas Airport with a whole bunch of points and miles people, and there was no lounge. There's one main food place that everybody goes to. The line is very long, and we all stood in line and we paid for food. And everybody was confused because they were paying for food for the first time. And then we ate our food in a very crowded area of the airport and then got on our plane and went home.
That sounds about right. And there's not as much food options available as well on the St. Thomas Airport. So I normally try to eat at one of the more local spots once I come over, and then I go to the airport. I really never go to the airport hungry because I know that there are not that much options. And yeah, as you said, it's very limited and it's just going to be long lines and just typical airport food.
That is a good tip. Do not show up to the St. Thomas Airport hungry. So speaking of food, what are some of the specialties in the Virgin Islands? Where should people go for good food? Where should people avoid because of bad food? What do you think are some of the best food recommendations if somebody's traveling there?
Yeah, so I would say we have a lot of amazing food options in the British Virgin Islands. You can literally go depending on which island you're going to. So let's just say you're going to the island of Virgin Gorda, for example. There are definitely a lot of local spots. We do not have any American-based fast food because we are a British country. We don't have any McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, none of that stuff. You'll be able to pretty much get some good food on every corner on the island. You can literally just ask a taxi driver, I want to try some barbecue. Where can I go? They'll probably take you to a place called Hog Heaven that has amazing views of the island. If you want to kind of do more, oh, I want to try like some sushi or something like that, we have a beautiful spot called Kokomaya. That's a nice place to go to. We have a new spot called Blunder Bay. If you kind of want to do a little bit more exclusive, non-resort type of evening for a nice dinner. But yeah, we have tons of food options and any local would be able to direct you into the right spot.
Are the Virgin Islands one of those places where if you want the good food, you have to know a person and get off of the resorts, or is the resort food pretty good too?
Yeah, I would say the resort foods are pretty good because they definitely have chefs that are like from all over, like the Caribbean, for example. So you definitely get a lot of flavor into the food. But I would say a lot of people still do go out of the resorts just to kind of like, it's kind of like a vibe, just to hang out, just kind of experience more of that local food culture. There's places that you can just walk to depending on where you're staying or you can easily just set up what, you know, a drive with your taxi driver, or if you're driving like a rental car or anything like that. So I would definitely say it's not where you got to ask somebody where the good food is. There's good food like everywhere, but you can just say, hey, like, I'm in the mood for this. Like, where can I go?
How big are these islands? Are they, you mentioned you can walk around on foot, you can rent a car or hire a driver. Is it required? Can somebody explore what they need to explore without having to get a car? Can you do this on bikes? Or are you probably going across multiple miles, so a car is a good idea?
Yeah, I would say if you're exploring the island, like for example, the island of Virgin Gorda, my island, it's 8.5 square miles. There's definitely things that you can kind of walk around if you're in a certain area. However, I would recommend having some type of like transportation. So that would be either the rental car option or having a taxi driver or something like that. Because we kind of have two sets of towns. So like the area that you would come in, like with the ferry and things like that, that is in Spanish Town. So that's more like on the flat. And then as you kind of go up in the mountains, that's called North Sound. And that's where a lot of some of those like more like private resorts are at. For example, Richard Branson Island, like it's Nicker Island. Like those are how you get up there. Like normally people would take that car ride to go up to the mountains. And that's like a whole different ball game over there, because a lot of our nice resorts are more in the North Sound area. So I would definitely say to have some type of transportation.
A lot of these different islands, like I've stayed on Mosquito Island, which is right next to Necker Island. It can be a trek where you're taking a flight from New Jersey down to St. John's and then a small propeller plane over to Virgin Gorda, I think is where we probably took that plane to. And then you take a boat and then you take a golf cart. So it's like a 4-point trip. Sometimes it's easier to get to Italy or something like that, but it's so worth it when you see the views, because these islands are spectacular. I'm surprised more people don't go there, because from the air, you can see there's like these steep mountain cliffs that just go straight into the ocean. So if you're at the top of one of these mountains or hilly islands or something, you have an incredible view that just goes on for miles.
Exactly. And I think, as you said, I love our islands. The British Virgin Islands is definitely a very unique place. And I do think that a lot of more people should definitely visit, and it will be worth it. I promise. Even though you might take like a flight and a ferry, or maybe two flights and a ferry, it's definitely worth it to just be able to branch out a little bit and be able to experience our culture and just our people and all that we have to offer.
Tell us a little bit more about the culture of the Virgin Islands. What are some of the things that somebody should experience to say that they got a taste of the Virgin Islands culture and they experienced something that is usually a little bit off the beaten path and not something the tourists would think to find there?
Yeah, one of the tours that I definitely recommend, it is with a tour company called Hike BVI, and they actually provide a very unique hiking experience that was actually only recently discovered, I think probably during the pandemic, where we did not even know that we had these hiking trails that existed, that they found little creeks that had like water and like waterfalls and things like that. They allow you to pick fresh pineapple that's been growing. These are the type of things that I'm saying, like it's so unique to the Virgin Islands, because we can show you and you can experience like just hiking through our trails, having amazing views, kind of like engaging with the local people, and then also just kind of having that unique overall experience. Island hopping is a big thing in the Virgin Islands. We are big boat people. So a lot of people have their own boats, or people rent out sailboats, and people do day trips. So I would say doing a day trip is a must when you visit the Virgin Islands, because you can get to experience a lot of our other islands. So for example, if you were staying on the island of Virgin Gorda, for the day that you're sailing around, you can get to go to like Jas Van Dyke, And that is where a lot of people go to experience our famous painkiller at the Soggy Dollar. People go to Willie T, which Willie T is a floating bar, actually. So people go there to jump off, have a great time. There's always like music and food and everything. So there's literally like a floating bar in the middle of the ocean. People go, they dock up their boats and just have a great time. You can go to some of the other like more secluded islands, depending on where you're going with your sailing trip. So I definitely would recommend that as well, because we are known as the sailing capital of the world. So our water excursions and sailing is a big deal for the Virgin Islands. We are known as that for the Caribbean.
That is awesome. I did not know that. I definitely was on my share of boats in the few days that I was in the Virgin Islands. There was the boat that took us from Virgin Gorda to Mosquito Island, which was obviously motorized, and then some kayaks, some canoes, lots of different water sports that you can do around the area, and a lot of aquatic life too. I think we saw turtles. Yes. We saw a lot of things. What are some other wildlife that somebody might be able to run into when they're in the Virgin Islands?
Yeah. I would say like turtles is definitely like one of those. We have a lot of different type of like fishes as well that you probably wouldn't typically see. Like, you know, if you're like in the US or different islands, depending on like how far out you are, you might kind of see some bigger sea creatures and things like that. But we definitely have a lot to explore on the aquatic side. As you said, we have a lot of different excursions around being on the water, because that's what we like to do and that's what we like to showcase as well. And I would say one of the other unique experiences that people can check out if they're kind of able to go to our different islands. On the island of Anegada, we have something called Conch Shell Mound, and you have to take a boat to go there. And it's literally like an area where conch shells has been like mounted up and formed over time. So it's kind of like a little like mounting in the sea. And you can kind of like go there to swim, like check it out. It is very unique. I definitely recommend kind of doing a day trip to Anegada if you're able to, and just kind of having that experience. There's horseback riding on the beach in Anegada as well. We definitely have a wide variety of things to do on our different islands.
Where are some of the best places to stay for somebody who's visiting the Virgin Islands? Do you have any recommendations for hotel stuff, especially for people who are into points and miles?
Yes, I would say for the peeps that are really into points and miles, Scrub Island Resort is like a Marriott property. So that can be a place that you can probably use, you know, your Marriott points and stay there. It's a very luxurious property that you can do, and it's kind of like on its own type of island. So you would normally probably go into Tortola and then take the short ferry over to get to that resort. But yeah, it's a luxurious stay. We also have on the island of Virgin Gorda, we have a Rosewood property. So that is Little Dick's Bay. That's another like really major resort that people can stay there as well. And then we have probably more of your smaller type of accommodations that would kind of be more like through local individuals who have like villas and things like that. Villas are a big thing for us because people like to kind of come to the Virgin Islands in very large groups. So most people try to go the villa route, and where they can obviously hire their chef for the day or for the time that they're there, and really get to just experience that really amazing accommodation feel. So we have a lot of villa accommodations as well that people can take a look into.
If you are listening to this episode thinking, I wish I could travel like this, but I don't know where to start, I offer free credit card consultations by email at geobreezetravel.com/consultations. Additionally, I host a masterclass and group coaching session each month through the Patreon. We've also added a new Patreon feature. Once you've been in the Patreon for 12 consecutive months, I will gift you a vacation voucher to the city of your choice. I've also added an option to sign up for an annual membership. With this option, you will get 2 free masterclasses each year, and you'll get your vacation package voucher upfront. You can find more information about the vacation vouchers, consultations, and more in the show notes. This week's Patreon shout out goes out to Kate. Thank you so much for being a part of the GeoBreeze Travel Patreon community. Awesome recommendations, like with Scrub Island. That is a Category 8 Marriott property. So we are talking steep points. Yeah. So if you have a lot of Marriott points, or you have one of those 85,000 point certificates or something where you can top off another free night certificate, that could be a good option. Rosewood Little Dick's Bay is, I'm reading this review by, shout out to Matt Brown from 10X Travel. Little Dick's Bay, according to his article, is more than $800 per night. So maybe don't use your points on that. But if you wanted to book through like fine hotels and resorts, then you get your $100 food and beverage credit. You could use your $200 FHR credit through Amex Platinum. So you could soften it a little bit that way, since it's a very expensive resort. Or if you wanted to stay at one of these villas or something that's more of a boutique owned, what I would recommend is probably going the Capital One route, where you can use their purchase eraser to soften the blow of those costs. Or you can just book through the Capital One portal and get 10x points. You won't get any type of elite nights or anything with your hotel, but you could then turn around and use those 10x points for your flight. So then you get a mostly, if not completely, free flight down to the Virgin Islands, and then you just paid for your hotel. So those are a couple options on the British side. Shout out again to Matt Brown for this article on some different hotel options in the Virgin Islands. You've got the Westin St. John Resort Villas, which is a Category 7 Marriott property, about 60,000 points per night, which is not a bad redemption given that cash fares can be more than 700. I don't know how these prices fare now that Marriott has gone through its devaluation, but yeah, some of these are probably going to be pretty expensive either way. There's also the Frenchman's Reef Marriott Resort on St. Thomas, which is a Category 7, a 60,000 points per night. There's Noni Beach on St. Thomas, which is a Category 7. All of these apparently Category 7. The Ritz-Carlton in St. Thomas, I jinxed it. This one's a Category 8 at 85,000 points. There is the Wyndham Margaritaville in St. Thomas. So that one is only 15,000 points per night with Wyndham, which you can use Capital One or something else to transfer to your Wyndham points. So a couple options there for the U.S. Virgin Islands as well as the British Virgin Islands. Most of these are going to require a lot of points. I don't know if you're still allowed to book Richard Branson's Necker Island. I remember that Greg from Frequent Miler had booked something on Necker Island way back in the day. It was 2 million Amex points. It was all of the Amex points to stay on that island. He met Richard Branson, who was not happy that he was staying there on points instead of with actual money for whatever the price was going to cost to stay on Necker Island. But
very expensive. So yeah, that's a crazy redemption.
Are people allowed to just go there on excursions where if somebody wanted to stay on a different island, do they just have excursions to visit the lemurs on Necker Island or something like that?
Yes, there is a very specific excursion that you can do with Gumshan. He's the one that basically was kind of like contracted per se with Richard Branson. His title of his tour is called like Sea Clair. So he has like a glass bottom boat and he has different tours, but definitely to go to Necker Island, you can book through him, Sea Clair tours. And he would kind of have a package that you can get to kind of go see the lemurs and have a good time there. If you do want to do more of like a day trip, if you can, of course, you get that point redemption to be able to visit there, or it may be out of your cash budget that you want to pay for a hotel, but you can definitely do like a day trip through that tour guide that I just mentioned.
Awesome. So we've talked about different points, airline options to get to the Virgin Islands. We talked about hotels, food, culture, excursions. Anything else that we haven't covered that you'd like for people to know about the Virgin Islands?
Yeah, I would say definitely if you're going to visit the Virgin Islands, be willing to trek the journey per se, because as we were kind of mentioning earlier, it may not be where, oh, it's a direct flight or something like that, but it's definitely worth visiting. So I would say just kind of be open-minded about like the travel journey itself to get there, but be super flexible with your routes and kind of how you can best manage like your miles and your points to be able to get a flight to the Virgin Islands. Like for me, I never take the same exact route every time. Sometimes I do the St. Thomas US Virgin Islands route with the ferry. Other times it's better for me to just go to San Juan and then fly directly into the Virgin Islands, which is Tortola, British Virgin Islands. So it just depends. And it's always about being flexible. Like a recent trip that I booked to the Virgin Islands was using Southwest points where I took my flight to San Juan. And then I was able to use my Chase Ultimate Reward points to book like this with the smaller airline that can get me from San Juan directly to Tortola, British Virgin Islands. So instead of me kind of doing the St. Thomas route and doing the ferry, I was pretty much able to book that entire trip using points by just kind of doing the Southwest and then the smaller airline combination, because luckily they do have award availability in Chase with their ultimate rewards for some of the smaller airlines like Inter-Caribbean, Cape Air. Those are kind of two of the major like smaller airlines that can fly in between the two. And then there's also Silver Airways, which they are with like American Airlines. So I've had where I've also used at different times, I've used where I've some American Airlines points to kind of take that flight from Tortola, British Virgin Islands to San Juan, and then take my flight from San Juan back to the States.
And you mentioned you can do this on Southwest. So for anybody with companion pass, buy one, get one free flights to the Virgin Islands.
Yep, you can get yourself to San Juan and then from San Juan, get yourself over to Tortola, British Virgin Islands.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming onto the show today, telling us all about the Virgin Islands. I can't wait to go again because if we did not mention this enough already, it is beautiful. It is, if really you want to feel like you went a gazillion miles away to your remote own private beach, Virgin Islands is amazing for that. Whether you're at one of these resorts or you take an excursion to one of the smaller islands and just have that island to yourself for a day, it is an incredible experience.
It really is an incredible experience. And for me, obviously growing up there, I have a different love for the Virgin Islands too, because when I go back, yes, my family's there, a lot of my friends and things like that. But I'm like a tourist because I don't live there anymore. So I'm definitely doing like all the excursions and all some of the fun things that I mentioned to you guys, some of the food places that I mentioned to you guys. I'm also frequenting these places even as a local person being from there and growing up there. So we have a lot to offer and we consider the Virgin Islands as nature's little secrets. So yeah, definitely take a trip over. Don't forget your passport because it's not the US Virgin Islands, it's the British Virgin Islands. So don't forget your passport and yeah, come on down to Nature's Little Secrets.
That was all fantastic advice about the Virgin Islands. And speaking of great advice, can you give a shout out to somebody else on the internet who you love to follow for points and miles tips?
Yes, I actually love following Max Miles Points. His content is just very like precise. Like he really just talks about, okay, you can use this, you can use these points. I like his valuation of using cash or using points or using the transfer options like through the portals. I really like how he just puts his content together because it can get overwhelming for new people coming into the travel hacking space where they're just like, I don't know what all this stuff means. So I definitely like just like following him for his very unique way of kind of like approaching travel hacking and his points content. And I, of course, love following you because you just kind of like put the information out there. Like, hey, you can use this, get this, like things I never even thought about. You've talked about that. Oh, get your Caesar awards for this and all these different things. And it was just like, oh, I didn't know that. So definitely, I would say shout out to you as well.
Oh, thank you so much. I would also like to give a shout out to Max because when I was at the Virgin Islands for that press trip for Built, Max was there and I dropped my phone in a pool and he magically had a second one. So I was able to still shoot all of my content. So thank you, Max.
That is so crazy. I'm glad he was able to help you out there. He seems like a super cool guy.
He's so nice. And where can we find you on the internet?
Yeah, so you guys can actually find me on Instagram and Facebook, and then also YouTube at Traveling with Nika. That's N-I-Q-U-A. And I share travel tips, travel hacks, and travel strategies. I also like kind of like vlogging a lot of my travels. So that's where you'll find a lot of my content on YouTube. It's just about like my travel vlogs and things that I do on my trips, whether it's a solo trip, girls trip, vacation, whatever it may be, trip with the family. So yeah, that's where you can find me.
Perfect. Well, thank you again, Nika, so much for coming onto the show today. It was such a pleasure getting to learn about the Virgin Islands from you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. And I love just sharing with your audience because it's great to just give more information on different places they can go to with kind of leveraging their points and miles.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast. If any of the cards mentioned in today's episode piqued your interest, please check out the links in the show notes for more information on any of the cards. Also, if you apply for a card using the links on that page, I may receive a commission too, so please and thank you. P.S. I hear the links work better in Internet Explorer or Safari, and sometimes the credit card applications tend to glitch out in Chrome. Additionally, it would mean the world to me if you could subscribe to this podcast, leave a 5-star review, and share it with a friend. And if you would like to make even more travel hacking friends, please sign up for the Patreon to access our monthly masterclass hangouts. We dive deep into a particular points program each month, and you'll get to ask all of your travel hacking questions and enjoy being around other people who enjoy points and miles just as much as you and I do. If you would like an invite to the next one, head over to geobreezetravel.com/hangouts to sign up to be on the invite list. Take care and happy travels!